tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 21st, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. As ever, we're going to start this show talking about Tesla, and in particular, Tesla's nearsighted, myopic approach to full self-driving. That's according to Waymo founder John Krafcik. Tesla's full self-driving has, quote, a bad case of myopia. Krafcik is, of course, the former CEO of Waymo, and he's doubling down on his criticism of Tesla's self-driving strategy. In new comments, he's going after the hardware itself, specifically Tesla's insistence on a vision-only approach. One of the godfathers of autonomous driving argues that Tesla's FSD has a bad case of myopia. In a new conversation with Automotive News surfacing from CES 2026, Krafcik didn't mince words about Tesla's sensor suite limitations. Human vision is so much more capable than the vision of a car equipped with 7 5-megapixel cameras, only one of which is narrow view, while all the others are wide view. So you're basically dispersing those 5 megapixels in a way that makes the actual effective vision more like 2060 or 2070. The rest of the cameras in a car like that wouldn't even pass a DMV vision test. He argued that by removing radar and ultrasonic sensors years ago and refusing to adopt LiDAR, Tesla has handcuffed its AI to a data stream that is inherently noisier and less reliable than what competitors like Waymo or Zoox are using. He added, quote, "And then you have LiDAR and radar providing completely different modalities of active sensing to complement the passive sensing from the cameras. That is truly superhuman. With that level of data, you can do amazing things as opposed to a car that has a really bad case of myopia, should be wearing glasses, and operates on a very limited data cycle." Back in 2025, we reported that Krafcik warned Tesla would fake its robotaxi launch, predicting they would simply mimic a working service. And he was spot on. When Tesla rolled out its pilot service in Austin last year, it was confirmed that the vehicles relied heavily on remote monitors and safety drivers, proving his theory that the system wasn't ready for generalized, unsupervised autonomy as Musk promised. Tesla CEO Elon Musk repeatedly said that safety drivers were just there for extra safety and would be removed a few months after the launch in June. 6 months later, in December, he said they would be removed within 3 weeks. We are now almost a month past this timeline, and Tesla hasn't removed the safety monitors, which is a good thing considering Tesla's robotaxi has a high crash rate even with safety drivers. Now, Krafcik is suggesting that the hardware itself is the reason for that failure, noting that without the precise depth perception of LiDAR or the velocity data from radar, Tesla's cameras-only system struggles in edge cases like blinding sunlight, heavy rain, or low-contrast environments that wouldn't phase a sensor fused system. So you got to obviously take that all with a grain of salt. Straw man is a real thing. Reverse straw man is also true. Just because this guy is eminently credible, capable, and has a company that's actually doing the thing does not mean that we should listen to him, of course. And I'm sure all you Tesla fans, I've already dismissed him completely. Now, that said, Tesla is quietly cutting 1,700 jobs at Gigafactory Berlin, but denies that those cuts have taken place. A new report confirms that Tesla reduced its workforce at Giga Berlin by roughly 1,700 employees over the last year. The cuts came despite the plant manager repeatedly denying any staff reductions were taking place. According to internal documents from the election committee of the Tesla Works Council, cited by Handelsblatt, the number of employees at the plant has dropped to 10,703. That's a decline of roughly 1,700 workers compared to the 12,415 workers employed at the factory during the last Works Council election in 2024. The job cuts are particularly notable because Andre Thierig, the plant manager at Giga Berlin, has repeatedly denied that Tesla was reducing headcount. Thierig claimed there were no plans for staff reductions, even as production volumes remained stagnant or declined. Some of the attrition could be explained by a global wave of layoffs in 2024 that slashed Tesla's workforce by 10%, but it appears to have continued after that. The quiet culling of the workforce aligns with previous reports we've covered regarding Tesla's declining sales in Europe. The European EV market has become incredibly competitive with the arrival of more Chinese brands and strong performance from legacy automakers, leaving Tesla with more production capacity than it currently needs. It is unclear if these reductions were made through layoffs, voluntary buyouts, or simply by not renewing temporary contracts, a common tactic Tesla has used to adjust workforce sizes without triggering layoff notifications. Moving on gone from Tesla into another significant player in the EV and automotive space, Volvo has revealed the new EX60 SUV, its fastest charging EV yet, with an off-road surprise that is, of course, a cross-country trim with off-road tires and fun off-road bumpers and other kit like that. This is super, super exciting. This is a great-looking car, and obviously Volvo's XC60, which this is theoretically replacing, if not simply adding to, is their best-selling product ever. So this is obviously a huge, huge deal for Volvo. We already saw some of the specs earlier this month, with Volvo announcing that the car will be its fastest charging and longest range EV yet. The car can add 173 miles of range in just 10 minutes on a 400 kilowatt charger, and in the US will be the first Volvo to come default with a NACS charging port. Other Volvos can use the adapter. It will come in three powertrain variants, with the P12 all-wheel drive having 400 miles of range from an absurdly large 117 kilowatt hour battery, P10 all-wheel drive with 320 miles of range, and P6 at 310 miles of range from an 83 kilowatt hour battery. They all lose 125 miles of range if you get bigger, less efficient wheels. Every variant has a 10-year battery warranty. Each of the three batteries is capable of charging from 10 to 80% in under 20 minutes on a sufficiently fast charger, putting it up there with the fastest charging cars on the road today. All come with a 19.2 kilowatt onboard AC charger for quick at-home charging, and you might need it with that giant battery. Inside, very, very clean, very minimalistic design. Volvo claims the EX60's infotainment system is no lag, which we love to hear, but we'll have to report back on whether or not that's true when we get a chance to test one out. I know in my 90, there is significant lag, and honestly, it doesn't bother me. Not sure who it would bother. I know there's a lot of people on Reddit that are complaining about it, but if you've been in a Volvo for the last couple of years and you get into one of these new ones, maybe there's lag compared to something else, but if you're coming out of from one Volvo to another, it's fine. Impressively enough, Volvo says the EX60's carbon footprint is on par with smaller sibling EX30, with the two having the lowest carbon cost of any car the company makes. This is due to new battery technology that increases energy density and reduces the overall carbon footprint of the battery due to new mega casting processes that simplify manufacturing significantly. One thing you may have noticed about the car is it does not have that LiDAR bump at the top of its windshield. That entire sensor array is gone. We wrote about this back in November of 25. Volvo has ditched the technology for 2026, and Luminar, which is the company that was providing that technology to Volvo, was super upset. SEC filings involved, and it looks like they're actually going under as we speak. So I have links to that in the show notes over at electrek.co. Don't forget to go check those out. If you're watching this on YouTube, just click the link in the paragraph below. And of course, if you're listening to us, which most of you do, electrek.co, not .com. Now, finally, moving past all of that stuff, we want to close out talking about Genesis. Peter Johnson earlier this month noted that Genesis has outsold Infiniti in 2025 and is now closing in on Lincoln and Acura, having sold 80,000 vehicles in the US in 2025. That is huge news. They are expanding and emerging as a dark horse in the luxury EV space with their new GV90. That is a huge SUV that is going to compete theoretically with the large Mercedes-Benz S-Class SUV, with big BMWs, that kind of stuff, and seems every bit to be on par with those. Again, Peter's got that. We'll have that in the show notes. And finally, Genesis has secretly designed this electric pickup truck based on that same GV90 and may bring it to life. This is, of course, concept art that was plucked from Instagram, but the person it was plucked from is significant. Seems like they had a big hand in designing the last couple Genesis concepts. So maybe this is real, maybe this is not. Again, check the show notes, go to Peter's article, check that out. It's really exciting. That's all I've got for today, January 21st. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any more of these.